This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yours, how do you do? 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Two-thirds of the DJV experience is here. Jennifer Horn is with her grandmother or something. I forget where she went, but she got lost. There was so much rain here in Southern California on Friday night and into Saturday. I had to meet some business associates for lunch on Friday. I barely made it across town. There was so much flooding. And trees were down, roads were closed, and they don't know how to deal with any of that stuff. It's like people, it was like a snowstorm came here. They wouldn't know how to deal with that either. It was the most flooding. The city of Los Angeles said it was the most flooding that they've experienced in modern time. It was, the rain came down in like 2 to 3 inches an hour for about 3-4 hours. Rained off and on. It's supposed to rain again today. This is fabulous news for the people who worry about fires and things that are a problem. But it's not good news for the people who worried about mudslides. Out by Jennifer's house and where her offices are for the company that she and her father run, the complete Interstate 5 was closed for a day because both sides had the debris and mud and stuff that was on top of the hill ended up on the highway. Wow. And so they have to literally bring in equipment, have to bring in backhoes and bucket loaders and things to get the stuff off the highway. And that took them the better part of the late day on Saturday and into Sunday. And some of the stuff hadn't been closed, hadn't been opened, that was closed until last night. My street that I live on was closed at the top by Mulholland because there was a tree down and they didn't get anybody there to fix it. Because they just were so, they're not prepared, they're not ready. They have plenty of people, and this is the thing that is so quirky about all this conversation about the government, and they need this, and they need that, and the taxes have to go up for all of these things, Victoria. And in New York, I think, is the same. Most cities are the same. There are plenty of people to do the work. They either are not trained, or they don't want to go out of their way to work so that they can... If they go slowly during the regular 8 hours, then they can get a lot of overtime in. And that's what happened over this weekend. I bet every city public works employee was out for 24 hours a day for 2 or 3 days.
I heard, didn't 5 people die during all of this?
Oh, yeah, people drowned in their cars. There was you probably saw the video of one person who was in the car and the wave, the mudslide created an opening in it was a river that was created by the rain.
Wow.
And it was so forceful, there were 5-6 foot waves. This guy was just in the street, and the wave, it's fabulous video, if not for the tragedy. There's another picture of a guy sitting on top of his car who almost got washed away. He at least got out of his car to get on top of it before the rain washed away, but the person in the car couldn't get out, drowned in the car.
Jeez. I heard someone got electrocuted because a telephone pole was down, and then they were in
there
all really
the wires.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, you see, people don't have any. There's no common sense, but there also is. There's no experience quotient here. So, where the telephone poles, this is another argument to put everything underground,
mm-hmm.
because the old units. This is a perfect time for some lawyer like Leo Getz to come in and chase down all the people who are in this circumstance aggrieved because not only is their service out, but the problem, the danger of having, because on the telephone poles there is not only telephone wiring, as a matter of fact, less telephone wiring now, it's
right.
Electric current. And I've seen this happen to farmers who had, in a storm, gone out and the wiring will fall down onto the tractor and break, and they would, if it weren't for the rubber tires, they would have been electrocuted. But the rubber tires secured them from having a ground, so without a ground, you can't get electrocuted. But if you're out in the water, even if you were in the water, if you picked up the two wires and put them together and your body was the conductor of it, you'd be killed immediately. But the water makes it even more easy for you to get electrocuted. It's just because it's an instant ground. And that's what the electricity is looking for. It's looking for a ground.
Right.
So in this circumstance, oh, yeah, there are lots of people who... You know what it underscores? How clueless some people are. Why would you go out and see in a storm the wire, the pole fell down, the wire broke? Why would you pick it up? What are you, nuts?
Well, I'm always amazed by all the people out taking videos during storms like that. I'm like, oh, my God, just stay in your house. Yeah. It's not worth it to get a video for Facebook.
No.
Well, and then the other people who think that, you know, even if they have an SUV, that they can drive through bodies of water. That's another one that really, I mean, not only can it lock up your engine anyway and then you're stuck, but it's so dangerous. You don't know what's under the water. I mean, it's really, I agree with Kara. People should stay inside.
So here's the practical and impractical side of this, ladies. The idea that people don't really know how things run. You just said something that really piques my interest because it's something I learned early on. You can't drive an internal combustion gasoline engine through a large puddle or a body of water because it is run on electricity. The electricity created by the generator that keeps the spark going to the spark plugs. If you get that wet, it kills the generator. Therefore, the ability of the engine to run or combust goes away because there's no charge, there's no electricity. The gasoline has to explode when it goes into the cylinder of the engine. And it explodes because of an electrical current coming from the spark plug. You got no spark, you got no engine, the car will die like a thud. Diesel engines don't do that. You can drive a diesel engine. That's why you see some of the... Did you see the video this weekend of this new truck? That goes into ice, it goes out onto the water, it has tractor tires on it, it's amazing. I'll find it and we can post it on our Facebook page. But those things are very, that's why you have no gas engines anymore installed in motorboats, they're all diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of the old Evinrude or Johnson type motors, Hyundai, those are gas powered still because they're hanging on the back of the boat. But if you've got something in the boat and it springs a leak, you know, you still have power, but if it's a gas engine, gonzo, it doesn't work. And I bring it up because a lot of people just don't realize that's how, there's no practical experience with these things.
Yeah.
So people just don't know that that's how it works. But that's
no, yeah, I feel like I learned that in driver's ed. I feel like that's one of the things you're supposed to learn.
That would be one of the things to learn in driver's ed. You're
above,
right.
Above, like, halfway above your tire mark, that's as deep as you should try to go.
That's it.
Even if you have a big SUV and you think you're invincible, but, you know,
gas engines.
Not.
Gas engines do not operate in water.
Right.
That's pretty much it. Oh. Diesel engine will, but you got an SUV and you run through, I mean, I'm a little more bold with my Rover because I'm higher up, or a pickup truck or something. My pickup trucks are all diesel, so I don't worry about it. The car is not diesel, but it's even though they do make diesels for those things, they're just not to be operated. And again, it's part of the common sense that goes, or what people, as you said, is something that when you grow up on the farm or you're around people that knew how engines functioned or how things functioned, it was different. But now people don't know. Isn't there a TV show called How Things Work?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it's called.
And it would probably teach you or have you become familiar with this sort of thing. But as a general, you know, we all grew up knowing that. And my children know it because they were taught it on the farm. But, you know, most people don't have any farm experience and they don't have any experience in running. They just know they get in the car and they turn the key in, or they don't even have to have a key anymore. Yeah. Just push the button, it starts, you put it in gear, and you drive it. And that's it. Don't worry about anything else.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't grow up anywhere near a farm, and I learned that, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kara, do you know this, too? Did you know that sort of rule?
Kara's father is mechanical. I would bet she knows it. Right?
Yeah, I've learned a lot of stuff from him. I knew that rule. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's safe, and it's for common sense. Boing, out the window.
Well, California, speaking of common sense, though, I always have a lot of respect for the state of California. They're ahead of the rest of the country in a lot of ways, except, and Jennifer talks about this too, you know, when the drought hits, they're so not prepared, and then when the rain does come, they're not prepared. So they need to figure out the rain situation.
But the other situation also, this the president talked about this, I think, during his press conference, the Oroville Dam in California, how badly run that has been, and yet that's the story of all the infrastructure out here, and more often than not, it's the story of all of the, if you study infrastructure around the country, it's the same thing. It's all, there's all this, I mean, people in California started this weekend, I heard on any number of circumstances, a couple of different talk shows, that the talk shows here in California are different because they really do deal with a lot of the local things that are going on, like why do we have all this money being spent on infrastructure and yet the infrastructure isn't being fixed.
Right.
Look at
you're
the
not line. Results.
Good talk radio hosts or investigative reporters would look at a budget item on the state budget. Okay, $100 billion to fix the road. So what are we doing with it? There's a sinkhole in a road here over in Hollywood during the storm on Friday afternoon that developed, that was about 40 feet wide and 60 or 70 feet deep. Two cars went into it. Gone. Oh. Boom. Into the sinkhole. And that's just purely underneath the roadway, there was a collapse. Now, here, things are move differently or more easily than do they in other places because there's not a lot of rock in some areas supporting the what's holding up the macadam.
The state.
Is not a, yeah, right, exactly.
The whole state is sliding into the ocean.
There are a lot of places where there's just underground rivers and waterways and things. And you think that that's just in Florida, but no, it's here. And then the roads, generally speaking, are full of potholes. The other day, we were talking about the quick turnaround for some people who wanted in the L.A. City Council to make sure they expunged the records of illegal aliens that were here that had records that so they couldn't be deported by ISIS. And the point was made, this was an emergency.
ICE, not ISIS.
ICE. This was an emergency that had to be taken care of immediately. And meanwhile, they've been trying to get Sunset Boulevard repaved for 3 years. They can't get it done. But they can do this. That's the kind of thing that makes people crazy about government. And that's
why
Trump has corruption.
And I understand that. And, you know, in to your earlier point about New York City, I do feel that most New Yorkers would agree, though, that New York City, and doesn't matter who the mayor is, New York City is very on top of things like emergency management crisis management and things like
tighter.
That. And
remember,
it's very well run, always.
Manhattan,
that never changes.
Manhattan and the boroughs don't cover a lot of ground. Los Angeles County, which is run like
huge.
A city,
right.
is 14 square miles in any direction. So you get in the middle of Los Angeles and go 14 miles in any direction, it's still the city of Los Angeles. It's
mm-hmm.
huge.
Yeah.
And it's not governable. It's not, you can't, function the way that they do here because, there's too much big and not enough small, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Right. Food for thought. Hello, Monday. Happy President's Day. It's 20 minutes past the hour with DJV.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Now now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improve Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I know it's gonna be. So music in this hour focused on Bill Withers. I made a mistake. I just said to Kara and to Victoria I wasn't a big Bill Withers fan. There are songs that he's done that I don't like, but there are songs that I do like. This is actually quite a good tune. So I take back what I said about Bill Withers in general. He was honored at the Songwriters Hall event this weekend. Justin Timberlake got on bended knee before Bill Withers and credited his Stone Cold classic Lovely Day with inspiring the hit that Justin has, Can't Stop the Feeling. I was nominated for Best Song at this year's Oscars. This is ridiculous.
So, I hate to say it, but I think Justin's song is better.
Well, yeah, but I don't get how he's inspired by one. I don't hear any of this in that other song. Do you? Am I? Is it me?
You know, I think this is sort of just who Justin is from Memphis. I think he has that so much of that Memphis R&B soul in him that I think he probably has a lot of Bill Withers and Sam and Dave, and there are a lot of other artists, retro artists, that inspire him. So I think that's probably what he meant more, maybe? Than literally.
This is award season. Last week, what was it last week? The SAG Awards? What did we have last week?
The Grammys.
It was the Grammys. Okay, so this weekend it was the Black Actors, or whatever they call it. What is it? The Black, not the Actors Guild, but is the Black, the NAACP Award, that was what it was.
Oh, okay, the Image Awards, and, okay.
Yeah, and that, and then there was the Songwriters Hall of Fame event in Los Angeles as well. And that's where Justin was, that's where all of this took place. And when he was introduced, when Justin was introduced on stage, it wasn't he who appeared, but instead Bill Withers came out into the audience. They were really happy about him being there. And so
I wouldn't know him. I wouldn't recognize him as a person. I mean, I know his voice, and I know his name, and I know the songs, but I don't think I would have recognized him as a face if he walked out.
I think he looks a lot different now. He's 78, and he looks a lot different now than he did when he was a hit recording star. Let's put it that way. Anyway, he was the panel's Songwriter Hall of Fame moderator, but he didn't start right away into a discussion about music, but spoke about his shoes. He wears rather stylish shoes, and Timberlake, I guess, does as well. Anyway, so it was a nice event. It was a warm event. I've always, it's interesting that you make note of that here in the notes, Victoria, because Donnie Hathaway and Bill Withers always have confused me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right, yeah. Anyway, so there was a discussion about the pressure to create a song for Trolls in this movie, and Withers talked about the pressure and competition that he felt to what he felt when he opened up for Donny Hathaway back in the day. Donny was a bad dude, he said. He was not reticent about saying, you better bring it tonight because I'm coming for you.
No pressure.
No, none whatsoever. That was a nice warm event. Nice. Also, I suppose it is not so warm, although a lot of people remember this guy, Clyde Stubblefield, who was the drummer for James Brown, died at the age of 73. He performed on Cold Sweat, Ain't It Funky Now, Get Up, I Feel Like Being a Sex Machine, I Got the Feeling. He was the soloist for a funky drummer. And he's a lot of other hip-hop acts. Would we consider James Brown to have been a forerunner of hip-hop in a way, do you think?
Could be, yeah. I've never heard anyone sort of make that argument, but I think that there's something to that for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely.
He's been a drummer with Dr. Dre, N.W.A., LL Cool J, Run DMC, Beastie Boys. That's good. All right, so we take a moment to think about Clyde Stubblefield and what he contributed to pop music. Give him his send-off at 28 past the hour.
Watch The White Lines. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I heard a great analogy the other day from an inmate I was talking to. He said, you know those white lines on the side of the road that help you stay on the road? Isn't it interesting how they actually have no power over you, yet you willingly allow them to guide you from going off the road? He continued, he said, the same thing is true in life. There are proverbial white lines in all of our lives. There are events and moments that shape our behavior and guide us in the right direction. And even though they have no real power over us, since we alone have power over ourselves, the truth is those white lines of life can really guide us if we allow them. What a great thought. There are no doubt white lines and signs guiding your life, so it's probably worth it to be mindful of them along the way. For more about life between the lines, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts three user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Welcome to President's Day and to the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen presenting Victoria Keelan to help you bring forth a good day. And to Kara Schillen, she's at the controls at our Washington studio. The update from Iraq is good, I suppose, depending on how you look at it. The Iraqi government and the U.S. said that there has been a launched operation aimed at retaking Mosul from Daesh. The government dropped, 800,000 of these leaflets? Or the more? There are 800,000 people that still are there under the control of those no-good son-of-a-bees from Daesh. And so apparently U.S. planes dropped a lot of leaflets over the city urging fighters to surrender and asking the people who live there to hang a white flag outside their home so the people who are trying to liberate it would know where the good guys are and where the bad guys are. So that's, I guess, this. And they moved a lot of people out of the one side of the city. The west is where most of them live. The east is where they've basically destroyed the city itself. So it's been a couple of years in the making trying to get in there and get them out of there. Our side, if that's what you want to call it. Our side getting rid of those guys. 350,000 children were trapped with the 800,000 people that were there. They had no food, they had no water, had no clothing, had no shelter. What in the world have they been doing?
all this time, one would wonder. I don't know the answer to that, by the way. I don't know what the heck. A lot of the people who have left for Syria and then up to into some of the areas like Turkey and Greece and into Europe have come from there, but most of the people still that are leaving the Middle East are leaving from Syria, although that has slowed down because basically things seem to have stopped there to a point. But the whole place is in an uproar. It's a chaotic mess. And so the fact that if they can get rid of these guys to a point, it's like anything else. You cut off, what's the old expression? Do you remember the character Medusa?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
From literature.
Greek mythology, yeah.
Greek mythology, Medusa had a, where her hair was snakes. And you cut her hair, and the snakes had all come back again. And so in this circumstance, that's kind of what goes on. Reminds me of a scene from one of the Star Wars movies, where they actually run into something on a planet, looked like a place for them to escape. And then they realize that they're in the belly of this big monster. And so as soon as they realize that, they zip out, and as you see the spaceship fly out of it, the monster itself comes out and tries to eat it. And that's the kind of thing I think of when I think of these guys. It's like, how do you get rid of them?
Yeah.
We've created a mess, and now we're trying to figure out how to fix it. And it's nothing about any of this stuff that's easy. It's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, especially on Monday. When you look around and see, okay, there's this happened, that happened, this is what I'd have done. Excuse me. Victoria, we had a conversation earlier today, and I'm going to lay this on everybody. By the way, congratulations to SpaceX. They had a successful launch from the old launch pad where all of the shuttles took off. They landed back safely at Cape Canaveral. As well, so that was cool. Good.
And that's the Elon Musk?
That's Musk.
Back,
yep.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, that's Musk. So anyway, where was I going before I said that? I just happened to have the corner of my eye. That's a good piece
you
of...
You started to say you had a discussion earlier this morning.
Yeah, about what's fake news and what's real news and how mm-hmm. to really get to the bottom of it. This is a core question for people like us who are having conversations about what's going on in the world. And I say it because there's now so much, every time Trump gets out in front of the public, he takes a shot at somebody else here, there, in the news media. And although I think he's right about his focus on bad reporting and all the news media has ruined itself by becoming so opinion-based instead of just, back Kara said she thought there's always been fake news. And I beg to differ with that from my experience back in the days when I was a young pup doing this. There were many people that we looked at as examples of people who did not do anything except present what the facts were. No opinion. You didn't know what their ideas were off the air. They just reported on, here's a car accident. I keep using this because it's a good example. The fact is there was a car accident. Two people got hurt. One car crashed into another. That's the story. But then what the news media does today is go to the corner. There's four corners of the intersection. There's four corners. So there's somebody standing in one corner who says, yep, the car was coming down the street, 85 miles an hour, he smashed into the other one. And somebody on the other corner say, oh, well, this car over here was trying to dodge another car on the other side of the street, and therefore they had a collision. And then the other corner of the street, somebody else said something else. You got four different stories about the facts. So they aren't facts. They are renditions of the story. The only thing that you can prove without a doubt is that one car hit the other car, and that was the fact that you got in the news. That was it. You didn't get all this other crap that went with it. Now we've become inundated with people, oh, this is what that means. How many times have you wasted hour after hour watching Fox or CNN or any of these other gas bag operations with people sitting around, well, this is, I'm Julian Winters, and I was first there, and I know this is what Trump means by that, and this is what Mitch McConnell, how the hell do you know what he means? You're not there. It's just gas. So what they've done is co-opted the real facts for conversation that will perhaps involve people's listeners, people's minds as they listen, but then you get into this whole murky area of
sort of mantling, if you will, the believability of the news media, which they brought upon themselves, really. But then the next layer is all of this stuff, and you get somebody like Trump who has a bully pulpit and keeps saying, the news media is this, news media, and people don't believe it, so who do you believe? And then the Pied Piper comes along, you know, somebody who wants to take over Germany or wants to take over Russia or who wants to take over America. Do they so change the public's feeling about the believability of the news media that it becomes compromised, and then we don't really know what's news, what's true, what isn't true? Mm-hmm. And I think we're at that point now. I don't think you know by listening to a lot of these gas bags on these TV programs and even what you see in the newspapers and magazines. I don't think you can tell what the truth is. They spend so much time talking about what it means instead of this is what the fact is.
Well, it's also just so much opinion. It just
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just, but it's perfect. It feels that everything's very personal. You know, because of. Not just because of you, Doug, but Jennifer has also expanded. You know, we all like to try to know where our friends are coming from, and so I've been trying to, you know, open my sources up in terms of where I get my news and information from, and so mm-hmm. I've been watching, flipping through the channels and watching everybody to see what everyone's saying about everything political. And, you know, even on Fox, I think it was Thursday, I was watching Neil Cavuto, and...
He's a preeminent gas bag.
Gas bag. But to his credit, though, I thought he was actually, maybe he was making an attempt, maybe Fox in general, I mean, Shepard Smith was pretty upset with the president this weekend, too. Maybe Fox in general is trying to make an effort to be more in the actual fair and balanced center. And it seems like...
You mean to have their words fair and balanced actually mean something?
I know, right? To actually have that tagline mean something. But, you know, it is so much opinion that maybe Trump has done us a service in a sense where he's pushed the media so far that they have no choice but to correct and actually go back to just reporting facts. Yeah. I mean, maybe this is a good thing that he has pushed everyone so far that we never thought it would get to that point. And you know, and unless you say the sky is blue and the ocean is too, you know, people aren't really going to read your stuff anymore or listen to you.
I just realized that what I said about Cavuto only has a basis in it isn't. I can't tell you that I really think whether I know that he's accurate or he's not accurate. I can only tell you that 15 years ago I was dating somebody that he took a pass at, and that's from that point to this I never believed another word that he said, and it had nothing to do with anything that was factual. He was just trying to make time with somebody that I was with at the time.
I'm just going to say, just going on looks, you definitely had nothing to worry about.
I may not have. It was just the way.
No.
Anyway, let's not get lost on that. That needs not be the number one item in terms of focus here as to why I think Neil... Well, it is right. Why I think he's a gas bag.
Right.
Anyway.
That's okay.
Yeah. 43 facts, yeah.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Aha! Sports news time, 45 past the hour, sponsored by the folks at Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles. The certified pre-owned sales event going on this month through the end of February. To learn more about their unlimited mileage warranty and other exceptional offers, go to Mercedes-Benz.com, or better yet, just go to their local Mercedes-Benz. Here where I am in Los Angeles, they're on every corner. Man, they're all over the place.
And they do have, I've noticed as I drive up, there's one on Wilshire Boulevard here in Santa Monica that's really loaded with, I love cars. I really do.
I do
and
too.
I just love to stop and look. And so I met a friend on Friday morning for a bowl of soup at the deli across the street from the Mercedes dealer. So when he was done and left, I walked over and looked at some of the cars that they have there. It's a weird. I thought to myself, I always have thought, if I were a car dealer, I wouldn't want to sell anything on my lot except what I was selling, my brand, whatever my brand was. I wouldn't want to sell used cars that were, you know, some other competitor's car. Like on a Mercedes lot, you don't sell an Aston Martin, or you don't sell, you know, a Lexus or a BMW or something. These guys apparently don't believe that, and they had all kinds of really smooth-looking used cars. So anyway, if you're in the market for a good used car, or maybe more importantly, a good used Mercedes, Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned vehicles, good deals through the month of February. You can check out the exceptional offers at the Mercedes dealer nearest you. So let's get to the NBA All-Star Weekend and what happened, whether it was on the court or off the court there, Biff.
Well, I'm missing my other Biff here, but she probably saw some of the NBA All-Star Weekend. I'm sure she saw too. It's always a lot of fun, and the crowd loves it. It's a great TV event when all players from different teams play against each other. They have pretty much all the players are mic'd, so you can hear their conversations while they're playing. It's a lot of fun. But the highlight for me is always the 3-point contest, and so this weekend was no different. It was really great, and right at the very end of it, Ernie Johnson, who is an NBA great and a broadcaster, he stepped onto the court and announced they were going to put one more minute on the clock and have all the top shooters that were in the room in the arena in New Orleans have them come out and for each shot, each 3-point shot, they would give $10,000 to the Craig Sager Foundation. Of course, Craig Sager recently passed away from cancer, and he has the Sager Strong Foundation. And so Reggie Miller came out, James Harden, DJ Khaled hit a 3-pointer that the whole crowd went wild for because he is like the least athletic looking person ever. Actors Michael B. Jordan, Anthony Anderson from Blackish.
Michael B.
was there.
Jordan is the one who played the boxer in the last Sylvester Stallone
Creed,
movie,
which
right?
I watched over the weekend. Yeah. By the way, it was amazing.
So good.
Anthony Anderson, man, this guy is everywhere now. He was the host of the NAACP Awards last night, so he was out there. He is really all over the place. Got his start on Law and Order. Did you know that?
Actually, now that you say it, I can remember him on there, but I wouldn't.
He's a lot heavier then than he is now.
Yeah. And also WNBA star Candace Parker, she was the only lady on the court, but she nailed a 3-pointer. She kicked off her heels and did it barefoot.
Is she the one that was in The Apprentice?
No, that's Leslie Jones.
Okay. No, the woman that's in the current, there was an NBA star, not Leslie Jones. I know who she is. That's not who it was.
Leslie Jones. Leslie...
Maybe Leslie somebody else. But
it's Leslie something else. I'm totally blanking on her name. I thought it was Leslie Jones, but that's SNL. No, it's not the same. Not the same girl.
Okay.
But they stood in a huge line and just started launching as many shots as possible because they only had 60 seconds. And then they ended up. Steph Curry came out and he tried to do a half court shot to make it to up the money to $500,000. He wasn't able to make it. However, one of Craig Sager's young sons, who's only 10 years old, he came out. Shaq lifted him up and he dunked the shot. And so the NBA ended up giving $500,000. To the Sager Strong Foundation. It was such a wonderful moment, and all the videos
went viral.
That's
entertaining stuff.
It really was.
That's what I call. People ask me, you know, what's your definition of entertainment? That stuff, that kind of stuff, is very entertaining to watch all those people try to get that sort of thing. That was very.
And by the way, I think it was Lisa Leslie.
Lisa Leslie. That's it.
All right. Okay.
Thank you, Kara.
Got it straight. Thank you. There's the facts. Kara's got the facts for us at 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now 53 past the hour, Tech Talk time for Monday. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Kim. We're going to look at the items. You know what? I got to stop. I got to erase that from our vocabulary. And a lot of people say the same thing that are doing radio. We have to look at it. We're not looking at a damn thing. It's a radio program. You can't see anything. You can hear us.
You can just say examine.
Examine is a good word. Thank you. Make sure you make that correction in the script. If you're hiring...
Oh, okay. The script that you don't have that doesn't exist?
Right.
Sure. I'll try to script you, Doug Steffen, because that'll go over really well.
That'll work well for about 13 seconds.
Yeah.
The Tech Talk time brought to you by the folks who are in charge of hiring your new recruits. If you are looking for a new hire, a new person, that special person for a special job, here's a special company that will help you find the best person for that special job. And if you have gone through this before, I certainly have, posting jobs, pain in the neck. And I'm in a very specialized field, whether it's the radio show or whether it's the farm. It's really hard to find qualified candidates. So if you want to put that problem behind you, you're looking for the perfect hire, then take my advice, please, and go to ZipRecruiter.com. And if you'd like to use it free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, and it won't cost you a penny to post on 200-plus job sites, social media networks, all over the place you'll be with just one single click. And you've got it. Nationwide, locally, wherever, ZipRecruiter is known worldwide as being the number one way to find good candidates. Quickly screen them, rate them, hire them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV allows you to do all this without spending a nickel. That's what's phenomenal about it, as much as anything else. We've made this special deal with ZipRecruiter for you to be able to use them and not have to pay. All you got to do is use the code DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is the way to get the best help and not have to pay for it. Pretty simple, huh? That's kind of a cool deal. Thank you, Doug, for doing that. You're welcome. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. DJV. All right, so let's see here. AT&T has a new unlimited plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are they doing to save money? Or what are they? They're running away from something. They must be scared about something.
Well, exactly.
They change these guys.
They're scared because last week on the Good Day Show Tech Talk Hour, we talked about Verizon Wireless introducing an unlimited data plan. And T-Mobile and Sprint and other companies have been toying with it. I think T-Mobile has done it, but that's not really the upper tier. It's usually Verizon versus AT&T. So now AT&T on Friday went live with their new unlimited data plan, and they've made it even more attractive now to suck away some of the Verizon customers because they have separated it from their DirecTV and UVerse television service. In the past, you could only get AT&T unlimited data if you bundled it with their DirecTV package. Now, you can actually have unlimited data packages just for wireless. So it looks like if you have four lines, it'll be $180 a month without the TV subscription. And a single line is more expensive than Verizon. It's $100, but each additional line is $40, and then so it ends up being cheaper if you have multiple lines.
One of those old things, spend more and pay less.
Exactly.
Something like that.
Yep.
All right, here's something that would be good for people who like Beauty and the Beast, whether you're a youngster or somebody that's Kara's age. What's the story?
Or my age.
Or your age, yes. Right.
Even Jen.
I'm not sure this is going to fit into my wheelhouse, but let's hear what they're doing. Disney added again.
Disney is at it again. Well, the long-awaited live-action remake of Beauty and the Beast is hitting theaters next month, starring Emma Watson. And so Disney has launched a new iPhone case. It works for the iPhone 6 or the 6S. It's a clip-on case, and it replicates Belle's enchanted mirror. And it actually has a real mirror on it. This always amazes me that no one has made, that Disney has to be the one to make a phone case where you can turn it around, and it's a mirror. And you can touch up your lipstick or what, you know. No one does this. It took Disney to do this. And the best part is the case is $12.50. And most iPhone cases are, you know, they could be $25, $30 or more.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this to me is a no-brainer. Kara and I are already ordering this.
But you won't interfere with the camera or the light that you use to look at. I used my light the other day. What the heck was that? I couldn't see anything.
Oh, the flashlight on your iPhone?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it doesn't interfere with that at all.
I was trying to figure out. I was in this deli, and the lights were down low. It's not like you go to the deli for ambiance. I was there looking for matzo ball soup. I'm trying to find on the menu, and the lights were. I took out my iPhone and turned the light on. Now, so this won't affect that, though, right?
It will not. But you should definitely check it out because it looks super cool.
All right. There it is, Kara. Aren't you happy now? She's very happy.
I'm pretty excited.
Very excited. All right. DJV Experience here at 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.